www.thebeatles.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Scott Hunt's with us. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Now, here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Scott Hunt is the owner of PracticalPreppers.com. He's the guy you can go to if you need some help preparing. And we're talking about water systems. First hour, we're talking about ram pumps and solar submersible and or solar surface pumps. Scott, we talked about the price, and the price range, $2,300 to $10,000. That's a complete system, isn't it?
That is, complete installed system. You know, again, a lot of variables that go into it, and it's cut through the property.
Yep, and we talked about you store between 1,600 and 1,700 gallons of water, and that'll get you through a couple days with your cows. And your cows drink 30 gallons per day per cow. So that's a lot of water. They really do drink a lot of water, and the hotter it is, the more they need water, the harder it is to get water. So let's talk about submersible pumps very quickly. If a person wanted to do it themselves, what are the pieces that they would need? Let's say they have a well that's 200 feet, and let's say this static water, they've got 50 feet of water in the well.
So the static's 150?
No, let's say the static is just 50. So they're going to have to come up 150 feet.
Sure. If there's no other pump in the well, it makes it much easier. And in your area, you have pitless adapters and so some other challenges. But if it's a well that's nothing's in it, it's fairly easy to put together. You're going to get a pump. You're going to get the piping, the safety rope, the wire, the low water sensor, and these things get pulled together, zip tied together, lowered into the well, and they're tied to a well seal, a well cap. The wire runs through the controller, through conduit, and then you have a solar array. I like putting them on a pole because I can rotate it. I don't do tracking, it's too expensive, but you can rotate it and fix it for seasonal usage. I very rarely change mine, but maybe once a year, and back and forth with fall and spring, I'll change them. But you basically have solar, controller, poles that you have to, you know, quickcrete, cement in the ground, and then run your wires. And then you run your plumbing from the pump to the tank. And it can be a tank that's right next to, it can just be a cattle trough if you're just watering them right next to the well. That's a greatly simplified system. I'm trying to get the farmer satisfied, the prepper satisfied, the wife satisfied with water pressure everywhere.
So, well, you know, I've got some thoughts about some people are wanting to move to the Ozarks. They want to get out of Dodge, Scott. And they want to do something like what we did. Maybe they want to buy 40 acres or 80 acres, and they're interested in being off the grid.
Right.
And so they're looking at the cost of the property, the cost of the house, the cost of the barn, the cost of the machinery, but you've absolutely got to have water. So, and a great thing in Missouri is a lot of us have cows. So I'm thinking I have a field that's where the cows graze. It's about, heck, it's almost a mile from our house.
Right.
And one of the things I don't want to do is I don't want to bring in another power pole, and I have a well there. But it's unused. And I don't want to bring in another power pole and pay $10 a month forever for the minimum charge plus the electric use and be dependent on the system. I'd much rather have a little solar panel and my own water supply. So how big is this? How big is this solar panel that I'm going to put on a pole?
If it's just to water the cows, it can be a single panel, 200-watt panel. If it's pumping a lot of water, it can be up to the one I just did in Missouri was three modules. They were 285-watt modules. So you got a pretty good-sized array on a 4-inch Schedule 40 pole. So you got a pretty good-sized array, but it's doing a lot of work. If it's just cattle watering and you need to gravity feed it, the distance usually is not an issue if you size the water pipe. So take care of the friction loss that you'll have in great distances. But, you know, with solar water, it's slow and steady. It's not, I'm not having to fight a pump that's pumping 10, 20 gallons a minute. So I can get away with a smaller delivery line.
Okay. So how do we keep the water? So what I'm hearing is a couple hundred watts. We're looking at maybe 2 feet wide by maybe 3 feet tall as a panel. Is that about right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So 2 feet by 3 feet, not a big panel. You can stick it on a pole. You don't want the cows, breaking it.
I fence it off from the cows.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then, so the rest of the installation is some wire to the controller. And now we store the water. We're in a barn.
You can store the water in a variety of ways. I use dark green or black polyethylene tanks for potable water. They can be buried through the rib tank, so you're not having to worry about, for one thing, you mentioned freezing. I will say that on a cistern that's above ground, I put all my water lines under the frost line, but the tank can be above ground. It will not freeze. People get in arguments with me all the time. When you have that much of thermal mass, it won't freeze. I always use the railroads in North Dakota that had water tanks that were elevated that, you know, that had to work in January. A large enough thermal mass will not freeze. Now, your pipes, when you have too much surface area, they're going to freeze. So I bury those. You can take a above-ground container, dig out down below your frost line, set your tank in there. You're not putting too much pressure against your tank, but you're protecting your delivery lines. The rest of the tank can be exposed.
I just love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm thinking about a solution that, as you describe this, for a problem that I have on our farm. Exactly what you're talking about. The solar is the solution. And it doesn't sound that it's so expensive that it's cost prohibitive, and I won't have to worry about it too much. What's the life expectancy of a solar pump?
I have gotten 8 years out of a pump, and I had a failure, and I think it was a lightning strike, but that was my fault because I clipped the ground wire with my bush hog. So I don't know if it was due to operate. I'm blaming it on myself and stupidity and not on the pump itself, but I fried the controller, not the pump. And that's why I like doing the modular. If I do fry a controller, I don't have to pull that pump. I can just replace the board in it, and I'm back up and running for $200. Yeah.
There you go.
And you mentioned,
okay, now let's talk.
You mentioned a reach. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mentioned what?
The people that are looking at property, that's a lot of what I do, is up front. You know, I do consultations on a property that, you know, this is the system. This is what you can do for water. This is what you can do for farming, food, resupply plans. And I love to have a person that's starting from scratch, I don't have to retrofit anything, and design their complete retreat that will be off grid or at least work with a grid and have both.
You know, it's very interesting that you say that. I'm so glad that you're a resource for that. And I'd like to invite you, and we can talk about whether you can or can't do it later, but I'd like to have you come out to the Get Prepared Expo if you'd like and give some seminars. That's going to be July 19, 20, and 21. And what we can talk about, I can talk about that later if you'd like.
Sure.
But seriously, class, Scott and I are on the same page. I need to mention how Scott Hunt and I met. Freeze-dry guy called me one day, and he said, Vinny, you got to meet this guy. He's just like you. He's just like you. And so freeze-dry guy is on the West Coast, and he put a three-way call together with the freeze-dry guy on one end and me on one end and Scott on another end, and we were talking. And Scott and I were going on and on and on about wood heaters, and we hadn't heard from the freeze-dry guy. Just And he said, hey, Freeze Dry Guy, you still there? And he said, yeah, I'm just listening. You guys are, you guys are talking about some really cool stuff, and I'm just learning. And what we found out was that Scott Hunt and I have done many of the same things. As a matter of fact, we even selected, after both of us did independent research, we both selected exactly the same make, the same model wood heater, outdoor wood furnace for our farms, and for exactly the same reasons. And so I was really fascinated to find someone who's, literally on the same page that I'm on in so many ways, and yet there are things that we can learn from each other. And that's why Scott is on the air with us here at USAPrepares.com. So, and by the way, that make and model, if you're wondering, it's a Central Boiler. That is the brand. And we have the midsize. It's a 6048, I believe, is the nomenclature for that model. And it's a naturally aspired wood heater. And what it does, there's no blower to keep the fire going. There's a damper that's controlled by a computer temperature control. And Scott, I think I mentioned that our electric bill, since we've installed this for the entire farm, is about $84 a month. That includes all the computers that we're running, the lighting, the refrigeration. We have one refrigerator, two freezers. And, they're not small, plus the well pump, plus everything else, the welders, the compressors, the everything, $84 Absolutely. A month.
You're beating me. I got about 100. I'm at 100, but it dropped my power bill at least a couple hundred dollars a month from what it was before the boiler. So, it's like an 8 to 10 year payback, but it does pay back as opposed to solar systems and some that take 20, 30 years to pay themselves back. So, and plus the boiler's got a lot of other things it can do.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, the boiler, believe it or not, is a crematorium. And it really is. I mean, we have animals that die, and then what do you do with them? And you can bury them, and they can get dug up if you don't bury them deep enough. When the chickens die, that's where they go.
I cook in mine, so my wife doesn't like to see the dead chicken in with the good chicken. So I have to be careful.
So let's talk about there's a lot of interest that we've got at the Get Prepared Expo about simple hand pumps. When we come back on the other side of this break, let's talk about the simple hand pumps, because that's a great pump for a lot of people who have a well that say, you know what, if the power grid goes down and I don't have a generator, what am I going to do? Well, a simple hand pump is a great solution. Scott Hunt's with us, practicalpreppers.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about water. Scott Hunt's with us. And PracticalPreppers.com. So if you'd like to contact him through his website, PracticalPreppers.com. We're talking about water, and a big hit at the Get Prepared Expo was a water pump called the Simple Pump. And it is a simple pump. It's a hand pump that you can install in a well, and it can be at the ready should you have a grid failure. Scott, please tell us about that.
Sure. I've got a lot of experience. I've installed them all over the place. Just last year, I think I put in 80 of them myself. It can be a challenge in on the well construction. In your area, it's pretty easy in that it doesn't have a pitless adapt. I mean, you don't have to a top discharge. Won't have to get into that, but actually, in some wells, most of the country, extremely easy installation. The beauty about the simple pump, I've looked at all of them, the FlowJack, simple pump, Bison, hand, I've made pumps. The simple pump will pressurize your water above the well head, meaning you can pressurize your pressure tank up to 50, 60 PSI, take a shower, where none of the other pumps will build that pressure in their pump head. They'll deliver water. You can put it in a bucket, and then you can carry it or put it, you know, but they will not build the pressure. That's why we went with a simple pump as a, you know, a real good solution. We tell people if you have a hand pump, a wood cook stove, some food, and a roof over your head, you're better than 90% of the people.
Yes, absolutely true. Yeah. So now this simple pump, 40 PSI it's not easy to get to 40 PSI, is it?
Well, it depends on the shape you're in.
Well, I mean...
It all depends on the size of the bladder tank. Now, you can pump for a long time with an 80-gallon, but most houses have a 20 to 30-gallon, and you can get up there pretty quick because you're pumping about 5 gallons a minute, and the drawdown in a 30 is about 15 to 20 gallons. It's not that bad, but the pump will deliver the pressure.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is you just can't look at this thing. I mean, it's actual work. To move water is work.
You will appreciate electricity after you hand pump your water. I've had a couple of clients do a test going off the grid, and they wanted to live off the hand pump. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but they didn't adjust. They started, you know, they're flushing their toilets the same rate. I'm like, you can't do that, you know. And so they were like, this is killing me. I said, you have to not only, you know, you're going off the grid, but you have to adjust your consumption. You have to adjust the way you live.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true, because even with the solar, you have to when you have a solar power system, if you're living off the grid, you just can't live the way you're living probably right now. Ironing clothes, forget it. Electric stove, forget it. Electric clothes dryer,
right.
Forget it. Electric hot water heater, forget it.
No.
Because those watts are going to be very, very expensive for you to run this. So you have to change your lifestyle. You have to think about, do you really want to flush that toilet? Do you really want to run those lights? Do you really want to iron right now? Because if you iron, you may not have the electricity for lighting tonight. So it's living with constraints.
Yeah.
And it does force a lifestyle change. And I think that's great. And you know, Scott, I was looking at our list of some of the things that we're going to talk about. We're not going to get through it all today. It's just, you know, we can't do justice talking about everything that we want to talk about. So, obviously, this is 101. We're going to have to do 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, and so forth. I would love to talk about, for a couple minutes, doomsday preppers. How did you get involved with those guys?
Okay. There was a couple different reasons. We had started YouTube channels. My business partner and I at that time, he's actually doing YouTube full time. He's no longer part of the company. But, we started these YouTube channels, and I guess there was a company, that was trying to pitch a prepper show to the networks. And, they saw me. I run a truck on wood. I've done a lot with gasification in the last 3 years. I run generators. I can run my house, motorcycles, trucks, tractors. I've wood splitters. I run just about any engine off of wood. And so that was intriguing. And, you know, that geo picked that up. They contacted us and we said we would do the show if, backing up, Sharp Entertainment was the production company. We were the pilot for Doomsday Preppers. We were on the pilot show that was pitched to the networks.
Well, I'll tell you what. when we come back, I'd love to hear more about that. And you're the guy that wrote the test for how well Doomsday Prepper contestants, if you will, do. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, Scott Hunt. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
It's going to be sliding. Sign up for today's hot. Why should I have got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Scott Hunt's with us, and we're talking about doomsday preppers. Scott, we're talking about how you became involved with Doomsday Preppers. They were Sharp Entertainment was looking forward to becoming a broadcast, a series,
yes,
on television. And so they found you, and they needed your help because you are their expert. You are the guy who wrote the evaluation. So if as you measure the preparedness level of the, we'll call them contestants, you're the guy who wrote the test. So how did you get involved with them from that point? So did they ask you to write the test, or did you just say, hey, you guys need a test?
Well, they assessed us on the first pilot, and we challenged them. It's like, you guys live in New York City and Washington, D.C. What do you know about farm, rural living, anything that you've just filmed me for 4 days? What do you know? I mean, I was just seeing if they actually had somebody. So they faked it. They didn't really have anybody. And so it got pitched to the networks. Nat Geo picked it up. And so then they asked us if we'd like to be on season one, and we said, no, we don't want to go through that again. If you need somebody to score or to do the assessments, we're interested in doing that, because between the two of us, we were able to pretty much cover the gamut of preparedness. We're not saying we're experts in everything, but we have done it and lived it as a lifestyle before prepping was prepping. And so and the cool thing is, in the last 2 years, we have worked with so many preppers that we have learned a lot as well. And so that's been fun. So they recognize us as the experts. We just wanted to be called consultants, but, you know, so we get a lot of flack. And the hard thing is they want ratings. And so they try to set us up in an adversarial relationship between the prepper and us. So we have fought. So we're on season three now. I just signed a contract for season three, which I'm excited because I get to talk to every prepper, go through their assessments, and there's no nonsense back and forth. Because when we're not provided with the facts of what they have, sometimes the score isn't accurate. There is a report card. I've redone it again for season three. Every season's been a little bit different. Most preppers don't get to see the in depth the report card is. So we can talk about that if you want.
Sure. Let me just share this with you. I was at a radio network owner's home. He invited me to spend a week with him, and I was at his studios at his network. And he said, Vinny, and I was staying at his house. And he said, Vinny, I want you to see this. This is this TV show. It's right up your alley. So I was in it, and I don't watch television, over the air television, nor cable, nor satellite. And we have televisions, but we don't use them for anything other than YouTube and DVDs and VHS tapes. So I was in this gentleman's living room, and I'm watching the first part of Doomsday Preppers.
All right.
And smoke is coming out of my ears. I'm like, I'm stomping around. I'm stomping around his living room saying, what? What's with these guys? They're crazy. You know, and because, you know, I have an expo, and I know what preparedness-minded people are like. And I said, these guys are embellishing. They're acting. This is theater. This is not, there's nobody I know like this. Nobody. And so when I got back to Missouri, I called Washington, D.C., National Geographic. And I said, I'd like to talk to the producer. They had no idea what I was talking about. So finally, somebody called me back and said, okay, so I understand you want to interview somebody on our show, Doomsday Preppers. And I said, no, why would I want to do that? You guys are actors. And they said, what do you want? And I said, well, I want you to come to our expo, and I want to show you what real, real preparedness-minded people are like. And, you know, I kind of gave them a hard time, and they thought, well, who is this guy? So I challenged them, and I guess it's funny, because the more we talk, the more we find that we have some similar thoughts. I mean, very, very similar thoughts. So I challenged them, and I wanted them to take some of the theater out of it. Yeah, I understand about ratings and all that. So they came to they've been to a couple of our expos, and Brooklyn Bagwell's been on the air with me several times, about five times, and she's the casting director, and she realizes that there really is something serious about preparedness, because she saw with Hurricane Sandy several days without power, and it was terrifying to her, because now there's a different lifestyle. Those who live in the city live completely differently from you and me, Scott, where no one's coming to help us. We are on our own. If we don't get what we need before we need it, it's our own fault. So I challenged them, and they, I guess maybe through part of a back door, they're coming to you and saying, you know what, maybe we need to have some more, less theater, less embellishment, less acting, and more training. So now they're at 50-50, 50%, or they said 50% theater and 50%, training. Is that where they are with you too?
That's hope. I mean, they've been pushed on by the prepper community from all, and I think they are listening. You've pushed on them, other people have. We've been constantly nagging them to make it real. And, you know, I was pushing for American Preppers to be the title. We fought this for a long time. So being able to work with the Preppers now, season three, it's good. You know, it's better. They're after, no matter what we say, they're after ratings. So they're going to embellish, they're going to sensationalize the movement. And, but our goal was, you know, as many people, the more people that are prepped, the better off everybody is. So we say, okay, we'll stick our neck out. We'll work with this crazy Doomsday Preppers thing for a while and try to do what we can to promote prepping. Even the good people on the show, they kind of make it look crazy. And, you know, there are crazy people on the show that are just out there and doing things that are not right.
but
they want to be on TV.
Did you get a chance to meet the two guys from Springfield, Missouri, with the aquaponics, Alan and Franco? They did not use their real names. Did you get a chance to meet them or talk to them?
No. Season two is a challenge, not being able to. We vicariously, we work through Brooklyn. We work through the APs, the people that are on the ground, back and forth, but we cannot actually talk to them. Season three is different. I've been talking to every prepper, and that's been great. Those guys did great. You know, they wanted to pit them against each other, and they did,
right.
You know, good thing. A lot of the aquaponics, there's no power. I know in next class or whenever we do get to talk about it, we need to talk about alternative energy and the usage and a lot of these systems. A lot of things can be faked for TV, and they don't really work. And so, you know, that's why we're practical preppers. Does it work or doesn't it? You know, stop faking it.
Well, it's interesting. Some of the things that you say are just kind of make me grin, because you said America in the title, America, or American Preppers. And you know, that was a name that I and we hadn't met. I was searching for a name for my company and the broadcast, and that was one of the names that I searched for. It was unavailable. So I went to USA Preppers. So you're looking at American Preppers. I'm looking at same thing. I come up with USA Preppers. And we are on the same page. I think it's absolutely fascinating. So Doomsday Preppers, Alan and Franco, I know them. They come to our meetups. And Franco is an electrician, and he asked me to sit in for him at one of these business meetings where they have, it's called the Masterminds of Business. He asked me to sit in for him, and because he was unable to attend one. So, I mean, I work with these guys. Alan Busick is an electrical engineer. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy, a mechanical engineer. He's a brilliant guy. And they can make, you know, the reserved people look crazy. And they're not. They are not. Franco told me that, you know, they said, okay, would you eat this bug on, we'll video you and eat one of these worms. And he goes, no way. So they said, all right, I'll tell you what. The director says, I'll tell you what, if you eat one, I'll eat one. So he goes, okay. So he eats this worm on video, and then he goes to the director, okay, you know, it's bitter, it's distasteful, it's gritty. He goes, okay, it's your turn. The director goes, no way. So, it's theater. It really is theater.
They're like that. So, I mean, it is getting better, and
absolutely.
More people get prepared is the goal, even though the networks push back for ratings. It was the highest rated show they had ever done since Nat Geo TV came out in 93, so they're excited about it. They're putting, you know, another season's coming along, and so I'm in the middle of that. But, yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it because it is transforming into more education, and I'm all for that. And I'm so glad that you are steering that ship more toward education. By the way, did you know that Brooklyn challenged me and the two other big expo promoters? That's what they call people who have expos. We're promoters. Right. Did you know she challenged me and the two other guys to a showdown on National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers?
Of course. that would be all, I mean, that would be great for ratings. And she's a casting director. What do you expect her to do?
Well, the other two guys don't want to do it. The other two guys don't want to do it.
Because, you know, they don't. You can't compete with a farmer. You know, it's just the way it goes.
Well, that's kind of. And so tell me, I took your test. I took your evaluation.
Nat Geo one, we worked on that with Neo Pangea. They put the graphics together, and I spent a day or so going through the algorithms. I mean, that's loosely using that term to go through. So go ahead.
Yeah, I got a real charge out of it. I enjoyed taking that test, and you know, I think it really does indicate a mindset toward preparedness as well as the application of that mindset. What I'm saying is, it tells you, if you take this test, a lot of people are going to say, oh, I didn't, we're not good in that area. We've missed this other area. Honey, we've got to get together because, you know, we need to work on these things, because it's all practical. All the things on there are absolutely practical. It's not just who has the most toilet paper wins. That's not it at all.
Right.
It's about skills. It's about training. It's about community. It's about working with other people. And it is about having the right tools in place before you need them.
Right. Exactly. It also was built to level the playing field with somebody that is in Manhattan, downtown, and someone that's in Missouri. Because everybody can store water, food, and those were weighted heavy, because we didn't want you to have an unfair advantage. Though you do, we just wanted to level the playing field, and so the scorecard was built that way.
Yep. Scott Hunt's with us, practicalpreppers.com, and we'll talk about, when we come back, a couple of the, let's go through some of the items on the Doomsday Preppers evaluation. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's no two ways about it. Scott Hunt's going to have to come back with us many, many more times. There's so many things that we wanted to talk about. We touched on water, water storage, solar water delivery, ram pumps this morning at the first hour. We're talking a little bit about doomsday preppers and the report card. Scott Hunt was the author of the report card. And, Scott, you talk about water and food and shelter, and you talk about security, the X factor, as you refer to it. Can you tell us a little bit about how those factors work into the scoring for the, you know, the final score for each of the preparedness families?
Yeah, currently, there's basically, it's a 100-point scale, and we have food, water, shelter, security, and the X factor or build factor that is 20 points each. And food, we break down into three subcategories, stored food, resupply, and preservation. Water, we do something similar. Water, how much do you have stored? What are your resupply plans, and how do you purify that water? Shelter, we have a lot of categories in that. Bug out locations, bunkers, safe rooms, generators, heating, cooling, hot water, cooking, medical, things to barter with. Security, we have training, experience, firearms, all sorts of combat multipliers. You know, do you have these things? Do you have a network? Do you have a survival group? What are you using for communications, both short-term, long-term? I should say short range, long range, and then bug out vehicles, and then the build factor is another, you know, assessing if you're making something for a particular thing you're preparing for. If you live in Tornado Alley, you're building something that's going to protect you and your family, livestock possibly, and we assess that. So that was a quick run through. So a lot of people on the show, they never get to see how they're being scored. And so a lot of them get a hit because they don't store enough. They don't store enough water. They don't store enough food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned animals. And, you know, you're a farmer and I'm a farmer. And one of the things that farmers, literally, farmers are on the edge of life and death 24 hours a day. For example, if it's too hot, you might say, geez, it's a great hot day. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the shore. Let's go swimming. Well, if you have animals, that is really a problem. The heat is a problem. Or if it's so cold and there's an ice storm and you can't see the ground, you know, if you're a cow, you're looking for something to eat. And if you can't get to, something to eat, something to drink. And not only that, you're burning a lot of calories because you're producing heat to stay alive. So, you know, farmers are on the edge of that all the time. And if you wonder why Scott thinks the way he does, because he is on the edge of life and death with his animals 24 hours a day. And that's just the way it is. So it's not like we do this because it's the latest fad. We do it because we're on the edge of life and death all the time. Would you agree, Scott?
I agree, and it gives you definitely an appreciation for water, the simple things of life, life and death. I mean, you start to appreciate things that I've been, most people are dependent upon, their food delivery, their water delivery systems, infrastructure that's there. And if you're trying to produce your own, if you are your own water plant, energy plant, sanitation department, fire department, it goes on and on. I mean, you learn a lot. It's fun, and you appreciate things more, and you don't take things for granted.
Yeah, and class, fire departments are rated 0 through 9, 0 being the best, the best rating. So that, you know, if you've got a fire, there's a fireman right there at your front door with the hose and everything he needs to put it out. If it's a 9, those are called foundation savers. So by the time that the fire department gets there, the only thing that's left of the building is the foundation. So and that doesn't burn anyway. So you know, when we look at and I live in an area that's rated 9. So our fire department, as good as they want to be, they're rated 9. So I have to protect even against fires, and I'm sure Scott's the same. PracticalPreppers.com, PracticalPreppers.com. Scott Hunt, if you'd like to contact him, you go to the website, PracticalPreppers.com. He's going to be back again and again and again, and we're going to see if we can work out a speaking engagement for him to be at the Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. Scott, hey, thank you so much for being with us. What a great broadcast. How informative. We're looking forward to seeing you again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.